There shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. These words from Romans 11:26 contain a truth that every follower of Jesus must seriously consider. The Deliverer whom we worship is inseparably connected to Zion, to Israel, and to the promises God made to the Jewish people. Yet today it has become increasingly common to hear people say, "I am a Christian, but I am not a Zionist." Some even speak against Zion, reject God's continuing purposes for Israel, or describe the Jewish connection to the land as though it were merely a modern political invention. But is that position consistent with the Word of God? Calling yourself a Christian while rejecting the biblical significance of Zion is like calling yourself a bird while denying the necessity of wings. It is like calling yourself a giraffe while insisting that a giraffe does not need a neck. The contradiction is impossible to ignore. Christianity cannot be separated from Zion because Jesus cannot be separated from Zion. The gospel cannot be separated from Israel because the gospel came to the nations through Israel, as Israel and Judah are the ones God made the covenants with. The Bible cannot be separated from the Jewish people because, as Paul explains in Romans 3:2, the words of God were entrusted to them. Romans 11 does not allow Gentile believers to become arrogant toward Israel. Paul explains that Gentile Christians are like wild olive branches that have been grafted into a cultivated olive tree of Israel. Christians from the nations did not create its root. In other words, Gentile Christians were not the ones with whom God established its covenants, but they were brought into blessings that originated in God's promises to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, whom God prophetically changed his name to Israel, and their descendants. That is why Paul gives Gentile Christians this warning in Romans 11:18. Don't boast over the branches, but if you boast, remember that it is not you who support the root, but the root supports you. This is one of the clearest warnings in the New Testament against Christian pride toward the Jewish people. Yet many Christians today behave as though the root no longer matters. They enjoy the spiritual fruit of Israel while despising the tree from which that fruit came. They worship the Jewish Messiah, read the Jewish scriptures, follow the teaching of Jewish apostles, and hope in promises first spoken by Jewish prophets to the Jewish people, but then claim that Israel and Zion have no continuing significance. Paul anticipated this error. He therefore asked, "Has God cast away his people?" His answer in Romans 11:1 was immediate and forceful: "Certainly not." Later in the same chapter, Paul explains that Israel remains beloved because of the fathers, declaring in Romans 11:29 that the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. God does not make eternal promises and then revoke them when human beings find those promises politically inconvenient. Romans 11:26 is drawn from the Hebrew scriptures, especially Isaiah 59:20-21, where the prophet declares, "The Redeemer shall come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob." Paul was not introducing a new idea. He was confirming what the prophets had already proclaimed. God's plan of redemption includes Zion, Jacob, the covenant, and the removal of Israel's sins. The Redeemer comes to Zion, and the Deliverer comes out of Zion. Throughout Scripture, Zion is not treated as an irrelevant place or a temporary symbol that can simply be removed from Christian theology. In Psalm 2:6, God says, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." In Psalm 132:13, we are told, "For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation." Isaiah 2:3 prophesies that, "Out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem." Isaiah 28:16 speaks of the precious cornerstone that God lays in Zion, a prophecy applied directly to Jesus in Romans 9:33 and 1 Peter 2:6. Zechariah 9:9 calls upon the daughter of Zion to rejoice because her king is coming to her. The New Testament identifies the fulfillment of this prophecy when Jesus entered Jerusalem. Matthew 21:5 records the words, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you." Even the final book of the Bible does not abandon Zion. Revelation 14:1 presents the Lamb standing upon Mount Zion. From the Psalms to the prophets, from the Gospels to the writings of Paul, and from Hebrews to Revelation, Zion remains woven into the story of God's kingdom and redemption. Therefore, a Christian's understanding of Zion must not be controlled by the teachings of a denomination, the policies of a political party, the opinions of a television commentator, or the slogans of a protest movement. It must not be formed by social media pressure or popular humanitarian propaganda that selectively presents history while ignoring the Word of God. The follower of Jesus must ask one question above all others: what has God said? Biblical Zionism does not require us to believe that every Israeli politician is righteous or that every decision made by an Israeli government is beyond criticism. No earthly government is perfect, apparently not even in the USA. Israel's leaders, like the leaders of every other nation, are human beings who can make mistakes and should be held to standards of justice and truth. But the failures of human leaders do not cancel the faithfulness of God. Biblical Zionism means accepting God's testimony concerning Zion, Jerusalem, the land of Israel, and the Jewish people. It means believing that God's covenant purposes have not been erased. It means refusing the arrogance that claims the church has replaced Israel and inherited Israel's blessings, while Israel retains only judgment. It also means recognizing that God's ultimate purpose for Israel is not merely political survival. Romans 11:26 says that the deliverer will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. God's desire is spiritual redemption. Israel needs to know her Messiah, and God has passed the baton to you and I. This is at the heart of the mission of Israel Media Ministries. We are not called merely to defend Israel in political discussions. We are called to proclaim Yeshua to Jewish people in Israel, the United States, and throughout the world. Among many unique projects, we are developing probably the most creative and advanced Bible app ever created. Wow, Bible, I'll expand on that next month, flooding the earth with hundreds of short videos, publishing enlightening articles, answering Jewish objections, and producing many powerful testimonies. We use online media to proclaim the gospel boldly and with authority so Jewish people can encounter the truth that Yeshua is the Jewish Messiah promised in their own scriptures. A true love for Zion must include a desire for the salvation of the people of Zion. Isaiah 52:7 describes the beauty of those who bring good news and say to Zion, "Your God reigns." That is the message we are committed to proclaiming. The deliverer has come. The King of Israel has been revealed. Forgiveness and eternal life are available through Yeshua, the Messiah. Please pray that Christians will return to the authority of Scripture and reject every form of anti-Semitism, arrogance, and replacement theology. Pray that Jewish hearts will be open to recognize their Messiah. And please continue standing with me in much-needed prayer and financial support as we bring the gospel of the deliverer of Zion to Jewish people around the world. For Zion's sake, we will not keep silent.